Hello, everyone. This is Ben Kelly, the Strong Seminarian, bringing another Bible verse devotion today. If you would like to know more about the work I do, please visit my website, endeavoringorthodoxy.com, or subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Strong Seminarian. Today's verse comes from Exodus 15, verse 11. It reads, "Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders?" The differentiation of the Christian God from other religious beliefs is truly an amazing undertaking. Many non-Christians, especially those of a skeptical or an atheistic or even agnostic bent, will state that the Christian God is just like all the other gods in any other religion. This, of course, then gives the skeptic the assumed right to dismiss belief in any deity as if his first claim necessitates that all religious claims are bogus. Such an argument is not logical or intuitive. The claim is made that all religions are alike. They all teach love and goodness. Nothing makes these religions distinct. The only problem with such a claim is that it has no correspondence to reality. Flatly, it's just false. Nearly every religion has different teachings on what God is like, what heaven and hell are like, how salvation is achieved, what man's relationship to God is like, how God should be worshipped, what happens when we die, what happens when the world ends, and the list goes on and on and on. Now, for someone to make the claim that even the kernel of all religions are the same because they all preach love and goodness, it will be upsetting to note that not every religion defines love and goodness the same either. Now, the verse today points us to the God of the Bible, where he is seen above any supposed God or religious entity. God's uniqueness is often associated with his holiness. Other religions often point people towards a God that is in reality just like a human. But the God of the Bible is holy. The God of the Bible is to be understood as separate and lofty. He is not in any way ordinary and should not be understood as such. He is holy, which means that he is absolutely pure and good, has never been touched by evil. This is why God had to separate from humanity and send his people out from his presence when sin came into the world. Evil cannot be in the presence of God because of God's purity. It is because of God's holiness and goodness that we as sinners are separated from God. There is no way to get back to God because of that evil. But we don't think like this. Often we have a higher view of our own goodness and a lower view of God's holiness than what the Bible actually establishes for us. Much of contemporary Christianity, for example, wants to establish humanity as morally good, and that all we need to do to get into heaven is to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. However, if we are morally good or holy on our own, then we have no need for the holiness of God. We have no need for Jesus to be Lord of our lives, even if we are already holy, because there is nothing for Jesus to lord over. There is nothing for Jesus to save if we are already good enough on our own. The truth is that before Christ comes into a person's life, we are all sinners that are not morally good. We have been separated from being in the presence of God because God is holy and we are not. Only by accepting the sacrifice Jesus offers us on the cross, where he died for our sinful failure, can we be reconciled into the presence of God, where we see his holiness and we are not enamored by our own supposed holiness. We have to stop thinking of ourselves as little gods and recognize there is none other who is holy and good like God. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can be seen as holy and good. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can be set apart and distinct in holiness like God. We must accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, but we must understand such an acceptance comes from a place of understanding our own shortcomings and not a place of praising our own self-righteousness. So I hope you enjoyed today's devotion. If you're hearing the gospel message for the first time and you have questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Be encouraged by God's word each day, and please consider subscribing for content each day. I love you all, and God bless you.